right, let's get right to it. Hour number three. Another banner day for Donald J. Trump, showing once again how little he understands about so many things. The idea that ultraviolet light kills pathogens, entirely new to him. Somehow he's managed to escape through 72 years of life or more and never heard that. And then the idea came to him. Well, maybe there's a way we could put lights inside of people's bodies to kill the coronavirus. Well, I guess Donald, with that paint on tan, has never been to a real tanning salon, because that's what you lay in. You lay on a bed and you get bathed in ultraviolet light, which certainly would sterilize the bed, if nothing else. And then this fellow who preceded him today said that, gosh, the isopropyl alcohol is death to the virus in seconds, a minute, which prompted Donald to think even more deeply and said that, well, maybe what we should be thinking about doing would be injecting some of these compounds into the body, disinfectants, to kill and clean the body. And I think there are probably still people laughing about that one, especially on a day when America surpassed 50,000 dead. And I do know there are some people who are very unhappy with the way the stats are kept, but that's the only stat line we really have to follow. Okay, well, there's a lot going on here, but let's welcome back Dr. Henry Nyman. And Henry, I didn't get a chance to see this performance today, but it was a whopper.
Right,
from all
right.
I can see.
I mean, they really should have a big banner going across the screen saying that watching this show is hazardous to your health. Be buyer beware. And it's got some entertainment value. It has no facts. It's just absurdity after absurdity. It does show you that, you know, I said the worst person to be in charge of a pandemic is who you got, and he proves it every night. And he really doesn't understand anything about science. And I said that he's kind of an anti-science person, and that's why that scientists are data driven. They're using the data to kind of guide which way they're going. They analyze the data. They want to make sure the data is correct. And Trump just tries to use a little bit of the data to prove whatever nonsense he wants to spout is truth. And it's just nonsense with a little bit of data sprinkled around it. It's cherry-picked, and it's still nonsense. And the cherry-picking is so obvious. And unfortunately, his approach seems to be spreading. I mean, even the science part of these reports are cherry-picked nonsense. And they go and they're in the category of factually correct but highly misleading. They're trying to claim that the numbers are going down for the virus by just looking county by county, picking counties that probably have very few people and virtually no testing, and saying, X number of counties in the U.S. didn't show any increase in virus. They actually showed declines or something. And, you know, they don't say which counties these are. They just give a number. And it's nonsense.
Science by pronouncement. That's all it is.
Right, right. No. But I mean, the states put out new numbers every day. And those numbers say that the virus, the new cases, are 25,000-30,000 every day. And that a couple thousand people are dying every day. And it's not, you know, it's not in the category where it's exponentially growing, but it's certainly not in the category of significantly declining. It's just plateaued. And it's just staying at this high level.
Well,
and there's no
through.
Indication. There's no indication it's going down. Now, it could go down. I mean, there's some truth to the fact that sunlight does kill the virus. And it's seasonal flu is seasonal and does go down in the summertime. And
but if the people can't go outside their homes, how is the UV light going to reach and help kill the virus?
Yeah. Well, that's what part of the problem is. Part of the problem is the virus is so heavily embedded into the population, and it's in these captive communities. I mean, it's in
house arrest.
Right, and it's in the nursing homes. It's in the prisons. It's at these essential food processing, meat packers and pork, and it's in all of these locations. And there's not a whole lot being done to get rid of it. It's kind of like, well, it's there, and we don't have enough PPEs for our employees, and we don't have enough tests to do the testing. And a lot of these people are asymptomatic, and so we really have to test all of them to find out where the virus really is. And, we're just kind of taking a look at the ones that kind of pop up and do them one at a time, and the virus just continues to spread inside those locations, and then the employees go and bring it home to their families, and it spreads to their homes, and then it spreads to wherever they go out, even if it's limited. They'll take it to the supermarket, and so the virus is deeply embedded right now, and it very well may go down somewhat over the summer, but it's not going to go away, and it is going to be back in the fall. And I mean, Trump's up there, he had three scientists, and trying to get one, two, or three to agree with him that there's no guarantee that the virus is coming back in the fall. And about the only one that would agree with that would be somebody saying, well, it's not coming back in the fall because it's not leaving. It's going to be in the fall because it's never left.
That's
but it'll
true.
Be here in the fall, one way or another. It'll either fade and come back, or it just won't fade. But it will definitely be here in the fall. And he tried to get each of them to agree with him as well. It might not come back in the fall, correct? And nobody would say that. And Fauci got up and said, it will be here in the fall. And it's just a matter of how well we can manage it that's going to determine how much damage there will be. But it will be here in the fall. It's not going away. And I mean, that was one of the examples where he was standing there and trying to get them to lie for him, and they wouldn't do it. I mean, they kind of drew the line, and it was in plain sight. So that's why I say there's some entertainment value, but there's no facts. And the facts, the limited facts are presented in a very distorted manner to make a point that really has no support. And the numbers are, essentially the same that each day, even in New York, where the numbers have dropped, they've kind of plateaued. And one of the important numbers is how many people get admitted to the hospital each day. Mm-hmm. And when it peaked, it got up to about 3,000 in a day. And it's dropped to about 1,300. But it's flat at 1,300. Day after day, there's 1,300 that are new patients that are admitted to the hospital. So if you got 1,300 people going in the hospital each day, that's not an indication that you're going to get the numbers down to a level that you can do contact tracing and kind of keep things under control, because you know where the virus is and you know who all the contacts are. If you got 1,300 people going into the hospital, you've got 10 times that number or 100 times that number who are infected and are not being hospitalized, that kind of have milder cases or have asymptomatic cases, that you're not going to find unless you do massive testing. And then even if you do massive testing, you're going to get a massive numbers of positives. So today, Cuomo released the initial data on his antibody testing. And he got the results of 3,000 cases. It didn't take long. I think he just started this a couple of days ago. So he gave a little bit of a description. These were people that were identified kind of at shopping centers. They weren't at work. They weren't essential personnel. They were supposed to kind of be a cross-section of the general population to get an idea on how many of them had been infected. And he found that about 3% were infected if they were in upstate New York. But if they were in downstate New York, if they were in New York City or they were on Long Island, it was 13%. So 13% of the people in New York City have been infected with this virus. And it spread out in different populations. It was lowest in whites, it was 9%. Asian, it was 11.7%. And African American and Hispanics, it was 22%. So they got 22% of the population has been infected with the virus. And overall, it was about 13% for the New York, Long Island area. Mm-hmm. So if you go through those numbers and look at how many people live in New York or Long Island, and then figure that 13% of them were infected in a few months, you know, it probably started before the first one was identified. So maybe it started in January or so. So in 3 or 4 months, you've got a million people infected. So to do contact tracing, when you got a million people infected just in New York City, is a Herculean task. I mean, it's a major, major task to do that type of tracing, and then to have that number of people that go through some 2-week quarantine period or whatever, and even if they're quarantined, you know, if you have that many people, they're going to be quarantined at home. And if they're at home, they might not infect their neighbors, but they're probably going to infect their family members. And the family members may be infected and not be quarantined until they develop symptoms or get tested again. And so on the testing front, you're going to have to do a lot of testing because a lot of people are going to be asymptomatic. And you can't just test them once. You know, if they're in a household that was positive and you don't want to have them quarantined also, then you're going to have to test them and find out if they're infected. And frankly, if they're still at the same house with somebody that is infected, testing it once doesn't really get you that far because they might get infected 2 days later and then still spread the virus. So with the virus at that type of level, where you've got literally hundreds of thousands or millions of people infected at the same time, and this is just one metropolitan area, right, you're going to have something akin to that in all the major cities. And you're going to have something at a somewhat lower level, but still even at 3%, even if you go to upstate New York and it's 3% of the population, that's a lot of people.
You bet it is.
3% of a couple million people, you know, you still have hundreds of thousands of people or tens of thousands of people anyway. So because of those numbers and how easily the virus transmits, it's hard to imagine that, you know, maybe you'd have a chance at doing something in the summer, but you're not set up to really do it in the summer because you got to get all these people involved that are going to do the contact tracing. And you have to have all these tests to do initial.
There's no way they're
testing.
Geared up for that. No way.
And then you have to get subsequent tests. And it's not just the tests. They don't even have the reagents. You still need the companies that make the reagents to make enough so that you can run the test. Even if you got the swabs and the machine, et cetera, you need the transport medium, or you need the extraction chemicals to get the DNA to run the test. So it's going to take months just to gear up to actually have all of the key ingredients of the test to do the tracing. And by the time you have all that, you're going to be starting to get into the next season. You know, the swine flu outbreak.
It's not going, Henry, also requires leadership. It requires leadership. Right. It's not going to happen. It's just we're not geared up. The Trump administration hired a dog breeder with virtually no health or medical background to run its coronavirus task force, for God's sakes. You can't make this stuff up.
Well, it's not that hard to make up because you can just come up with anything and you'll probably be right.
You'll probably get a hit. Yeah. And just for fun, it's just for fun. Here's our president again suggesting that somehow we put UV lights inside people's bodies or inject them with bleach or some other kind of disinfectant. This is really worth listening to. He's really outdoing himself.
Hits a body with a tremendous whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or...
Or what, Donald? Either through the skin or what? Stick a tube down someone's esophagus? What is he talking about here? He doesn't know. Here we go. Hold on. Here's the best part.
In some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting. Right, and then I see the disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs, and it does a tremendous number on the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that.
Bleach would do a tremendous number on the lungs, wouldn't it, Henry, if you... somehow put it in there.
Yeah, there are examples of people listening to him and actually drinking bleach, and you know, it sounds like another round of bleach drinking is in order here, just to kind of acknowledge his latest, you know, nonsense. I mean, I don't even know what you want to call it. But that's how he thinks. I mean, that's what I say. There is something to be said for listening to this. He does not, you know, he knows nothing about science. He knows nothing about data. He knows everything about fantasies. And he has all of these fantasies that he's willing to tell anybody that'll listen. So to show that he just has no idea what he's talking about. But he has all this power, and he acts on this nonsense. And that's why I said he's the most dangerous man in the world, because he's got power, and he's nuts. and he goes off on these riffs, and he thinks he knows what he's talking about, and he thinks that people are agreeing with him, and they're just kind of rolling their eyes and And he asked Deborah, what about heat? You know, how are we going to kill the virus with heat? And she says, well, people develop fevers. I mean, that's what the fever is for. So it's kind of like he's explaining basic physiology to him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, he's never realized why people develop fevers. And when they have an infection, and why it's a defense mechanism. But in any event, he comes out with these just absurd statements, and he just doesn't know what he's talking about. And he's trying to get people to agree with him. And he's doing these things, like you said. The reason there's no more CDC teleconference, they used to have teleconferences several times a week for a while,
Nancy.
There. And,
uh-huh.
And right. And Nancy is gone because she said the virus is coming to the United States and everybody will have to change their way of living. And it is going to affect your life. It's going to affect your schools. It's going to, you're
not
going to
re-election. Oh, no.
Right. Right. And so she said this, and not only did he get rid of her, he got rid of the CDC. That's why the CDC doesn't do anything anymore, because he's basically banished the CDC. So he gets rid of the scientists and he brings in the dog catcher or dog breeder, whatever it is. That's who's in charge. No science background, no idea what they're doing. All they're trying to do is keep him happy.
Well, let's not forget about Jerry.
Keep his fantasies alive.
Keep him alive, yes.
You're right.
You know, here's the sad part. Here's a quickie. Here's the sad part. If he had made that statement today about putting lights inside of people's bodies or injecting them with bleach or disinfectants, and it would really clean the lungs up, and he had made that statement at one of his rallies, there would have been a thunderous cheer and roar of approval. I guarantee
it. Well, there'd be dead bodies the next day, too. I'm taking the bleach. It's not just the approval. They'll follow his instructions. And that's what the whole thing with the head of BARDA and why he isn't there anymore is because Trump wanted him to actually start distributing the hydroxychloroquine to the general population on demand.
Yeah.
So he wanted a program for distributing this drug that has not been through any clinical trials for an off-label application with known side effects that cause heart irregularities with people who have heart irregularities. And he just wants to kind of give it out like candy and offer, this is, snake oil salesman personified. He's got a pill that's going to cure your disease. It's going to solve the scourge across the world.
Right.
And he's going to go and take billions of dollars in funds to buy up all of these pills and start handing them out to all of his followers and say, This will cure all ills, right? Or at least COVID.
If I were a journalist at NBC, and I'm looking at an NBC news story now, it would be so easy to cover these updates and briefs. All you got to do is quote Trump verbatim. Just write down his actual spoken words.
That's what you use for Saturday Night Live skits.
That's right. Bill Bryan said, DHS, Science and Technology Division, said that the virus dies quickest in sunlight. Okay, that leaving Trump to wonder whether you could bring light inside the body. That's a quote. Trump said, So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just a very powerful light, and I think you said that hadn't been checked because of the testing. And then I said, suppose you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or some other way, and I think you said you're going to test that too. That's a direct verbatim statement. So then he said, and I know I just played this, but I read these things, I can't believe it. He said, I see the disinfectant that knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? As you see, it gets in the lungs. It does a tremendous number on the lungs. So it would be interesting to check that. That's all you have to do to report the story. Oh, my. Yeah. CNN's Sanjay Gupta said, the notion of injecting or ingesting any type of cleansing product into the bottle is irresponsible and it's dangerous. Oh, my.
Well, so, that's what the guy did with the aquarium cleaner.
He's dead now.
Right. So it works. He's no longer a vector with the virus. The virus will be gone pretty quick. It's the aquarium. It'll be gone in a few hours or a few days, I guess. So now the whole thing is absurd. And he goes and he does these things for 1 or 2 hours, and there's nothing that really comes out of them. It's just him ranting and complaining and arguing with the reporters and drifting off to one topic after another and repeating his claims over and over. He usually gets in something about building the wall thrown in, you know, like that's going to do something for the virus. And he just goes on and on and on and how everything is everybody else's fault. And that the testing is great, and the, you know, the whole world wants to know how we do it, and da 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 da. And he says the same thing over and over and over.
These are rally withdrawals, PTSD from a lack of rallies, I think, and God only knows what else.
Right, and he's planning a flyover and a whole, you know, 4th of July, you know, celebration in a couple of months.
Very good.
And he thinks that, you know, he can have all these crowds in Washington and they're going to, you know, be 6 feet apart or something, some nonsense, you know, that is,
it's
mean,
not 6 feet. It's 13, 14
it
feet.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't make any difference at all.
Nobody's going to be maintaining 6 feet,
nobody.
3 feet,
nobody.
2 feet.
And the air will be all recirculated. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is absurd.
Right.
And just said, the Arizona man who died in March after ingesting chloroquine phosphate, believing it would protect him from becoming infected with coronavirus, though the man's wife told NBC that she had watched...
Well, did he get infected or not?
No, it worked. Damn, it didn't.
Exactly.
It sure did.
Exactly.
The man's wife said that she had watched televised briefings during which Trump talked about the potential benefits of chloroquine. And anyway, that triggered her husband to, he's guaranteed never to be infected now. You bet.
Yeah. So anyway, the bottom line is the number is remaining steady. And, you know, the social distancing is designed to flatten the curve. And it's not designed to flatten it completely flat. It's just supposed to keep it from going up too quickly and getting
taxing
to too
the
high
hospitals.
A level. Right. And so when it flattens, it doesn't go as high, but it's broader. It lasts longer.
I made that point early on.
That's exactly where it is now, and it's kind of plateaued, but it's plateaued at a relatively high level. It's plateaued at 30,000 new cases every day. And so when you have that many cases every day, you're keeping the virus around. You've got it in too many people in too many locations, not all of which are out in sunlight. And you know, the prototype for this was the swine flu. The swine flu never really went away. It outlasted seasonal flu. It was around in May, and it was around in June, and it kind of was in summer camps, but not well publicized. And then once school started in the South in August, it just took off. And so it never went away. It just had a bit of a decline. And flu is just as susceptible to radiation as coronaviruses. I mean, the whole story on the experiments that Homeland Security did was just a dog bites man story. I mean, everything they found, everybody knows about viruses. I mean, that's the characteristics of viruses. They do better in cool, dry than hot and wet, and they don't do well in sunlight. And, you know, bleach and alcohol. I mean, why does he think he gets rubbed out with alcohol before you get a shot in the arm to kill any kind of bacteria or viruses? And, you know, in the labs where they have the viruses, they use bleach to clean surfaces, and they use alcohol to clean surfaces. And if they're
and UV
got
light.
A hood, when they got a hood and they're not using it, they turn on the UV light. I mean, none of these things are new. You know, these things have been known for centuries, you know, or at least decades. And I mean, people knew this 50 years ago, and that was standard operating procedures in labs. There's nothing new about this. This guy's doing a brand new experiment. He's getting data on this virus to prove that the coronavirus is a virus. That's all it did. It behaves like a virus. It gives you the same results. You could take virtually any virus, do that experiment, and get the same result. And Trump all of a sudden wants to start telling people to drink bleach or isopropyl alcohol or something. Yeah, it's just crazy. And the fact that and he thinks he just came up with something brand new. he's saying these things because he thinks that this is a great idea.
He never heard of it before.
And when are you guys going to try this out? I mean, obviously, if the virus can be killed on a surface, why can't you kill it in the body? What's wrong with drinking bleach? You know, it kills the virus. So it's just amazing that, I mean, it's amazing that he would think it, but it's even more amazing that he would say it to a national audience on tape with, and that's all people are talking about. Just playing these things and say, did you see that? And just roll their eyes and
you
say, imagine, I can't believe it.
The commercials that the Democrats are going to come up with. Let's say Hillary runs, which I believe is going to happen. Can you imagine the commercials they're going to be able to put together? Wow.
Yeah. But there's just so much stuff that it's kind of like it's difficult because one thing outdoes the next. Whatever
how do you
put down
exactly.
as well, you could what about the bleach? You know, shouldn't you have something about bleach in there? What about those ultraviolet tubes that you're supposed to swallow? it's just not remarkable. So, in any event, the big issue is going to be what's going to happen in the fall and whether this testing, you know, it's going to be very, very difficult to have it, you know, have a major impact from any kind of contact tracing, because there's going to be way too many contacts. And the testing is going to require way too large of a scale. Now, I mean, there's some private organizations that are talking about funding it, so they're not really relying upon Trump or any government to actually do a whole lot. They're looking on Bill Gates doing something or Bloomberg doing something, and there's foundations that they'll at least commit, you know, $100 million to do this or something, but it's not to do the whole thing. It's actually to get it started. And so it's benefit. The problem is that I think the benefits are going to be somewhat limited just because there's so much virus. And that's, you know, people are talking like this is all major revelation, and they aren't. I mean, the virus transmits easily. It transmits more easily than flu. So you can just think about flu. People don't talk about flu going away and disappearing. They don't say, well, I wonder if we're going to have a flu season this year. You know, the virus gets around. It's all over the world. And, you know, whether flu season starts in October, November, December is something to debate, but not that, oh, I don't think we're going to have flu this year. And it's the same thing with this virus. This virus is in the human population. It's literally all over the world. And it's maintaining these high levels because it's got so many hosts. It's all over the place. And it transmits too easily. And that's one of the biggest problems with transmission is if people that are asymptomatic can transmit, then you have the added issue that these people are walking around with the virus. And, you know, unless there's social distancing, they're interacting with other people. They have no idea they're sick. The people that are interacting with them have no idea that they're infectious. If they're going to, you know, starting to go back and open up the economy, so they're starting to go back to work. They're starting to get on public transportation. They're going to stores and shopping more. All of those are going to move the virus around, especially if asymptomatic people can spread it. And that's what the difference is between, you know, the only people that are going to spread it are people that are hospitalized with a high concentration of virus. Well, that puts healthcare workers at risk, but it doesn't really impact the general population. But if you've got somebody that's, you know, asymptomatic or has very, very mild symptoms, and they figure out they've got something else, they don't have the COVID, then they end up going and doing whatever they were planning on doing and passing the virus around. And so it's just, I mean, Fauci didn't say, well, yeah, I think there's a really good chance it's going to be back in the fall. And yeah, I don't even think he used the term be back. He just said it will be here in the fall. And no uncertain terms in front of Trump. I mean, Trump was standing there and he kept, you know, going from one scientist to the other. Because somebody say, well, because he says, you know, we don't know it's going to be back in the fall. And then he kind of modifies it. And he says, well, you know, a worst case scenario is that you'll have flu and you'll have a little bit of corona, is how he puts it. You have a little corona thrown in. And there'll be little bitty fires that we're going to stomp out. You know, they're not going to go anywhere. They're going to be little things that pop up here and pop up there.
That's
and right. And we're going to stomp those out. And it's, you know, one might pop up here, one might pop up there. But it's going to be a little bit of corona with, you know, a lot of flu. I mean, that's the worst case scenario, according to Trump. And it's just, it's all pure fantasy. whether he believes it or not, it's irrelevant. It's just a parallel universe. So the virus will definitely be circulating in the fall. And the question will be, how virulent will it be? Will the people that have already been infected in the spring have immunity, or will the immunity, be too low? I mean, there's a lot of testing that could be done that could answer some of these questions. It's not really clear. They said, how many people had antibodies, but they didn't really say what the titers were and how much antibody they had and whether that antibody was neutralizing antibody so it would actually block the virus from growing, and what the titer was to get a ballpark idea of whether this immunity was enough to just say they were infected or enough to say that they're unlikely to be infected in the future if it's the same virus. But A, the virus can change, and B, there's so much virus out there that it can kind of recombine. Different versions can show up, and it can evolve away from a given amount of immunity from the first round.
Oh, yeah.
And coronavirus are known to have this antibody enhancement effect, so that having a little bit of antibody against one strain can lead to another strain being able to infect more effectively and make it more virulent.
Now, that's very interesting. Very interesting right there. A little tidbit for all of you.
Right. Those are all unknowns, because it's already been shown to happen.
Correct.
With coronaviruses,
yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
With dengue viruses and with other viruses. So,
here we have another story, though. You mentioned PPEs earlier. FEMA stole 400,000 masks on a plane in early April. That came into JFK, and the masks are still sitting on a loading dock, and the person who had bought them can't get them because the government won't release them, and he's being charged $3,000 a day for these masks sitting all over a loading dock at the airport. That this FEMA has the right to go in and literally appropriate almost anything it wants. These measures, their executive orders, were all put together years and years ago, and they're just taking whatever they want. This is really like a rogue government now, completely out of control, or in control, however you want to look at it.
Well, it depends on it.
And then Trump, by the way, I also should mention that Donald Trump, never mind our healthcare workers, never mind our doctors, our frontline responders, sent 1 million masks to Israel. Never mind our people. What is this? It gets crazier all the time. How long do these news conference updates last with him? An hour?
Usually they're at least an hour. Sometimes they go out to 2 hours. And,
well, they're campaign appearances is what they are. He's campaigning for God's sakes.
Well, he's getting bad feedback. So, I mean, he may start reducing the time. Because, like I say, there's not really a whole lot of news at all.
How about reducing his appearances?
And his poll numbers are going down. So he's getting feedback saying that these are counterproductive. And what he's doing, I mean, what's really going to get him into trouble is he's scaring the elderly population, because he's essentially saying, well, we can sacrifice the elderly back going. Right.
Baby boomers
and
be gone.
Right. And they're looking at this and they're saying, whoa, I'm not that old. And, I would have a fighting chance here,
yeah,
but
his older
you're
base
talking
is
about
going to be
right.
Less effective.
And so he's underwater in a place like Florida, which has a an elderly population, and basically, if he loses Florida, he virtually has no path to victory in the fall. And And he's just going in the wrong direction. The more
I still
he
think there's a chance he'll decide not to take the humiliation of a loss. And he will not. No, I don't think he's going to run. I think it's 50-50 that he'll just say, I'm leaving it to Mike Pence. He'll see the writing on the wall. It's going to become overwhelming if it isn't already. Oh, and by the way, today, China, in a resurgence of coronavirus, locked down a city of 11 million today.
Well, I think they have problems with their Russian border. I don't know where the city is, but Russia's got a lot of virus, and they share a pretty long border with China, and they've had issues in the past. So I don't know if that's where they've got outbreaks, but a lot of these that are coming in, I mean, some of these outbreaks in China are coming from imports, and the imports are coming from...
Many of them are, yeah.
Either the U.S. or Europe, and they actually have this Italian strain is what's showing up there. And the Italian strain is somewhat more virulent, and it kind of creates more problems for them, which they're really not used to... dealing with, because they are more difficult than
the city is
the
Harbin,
initial strain.
Harbin.
The Harbin's up in the north. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Near Russia. That's up on the north east corner of the country. That's where
the lockdown occurred because of an asymptomatic carrier of the virus managed to infect 70 other people even after she spent 14 days in quarantine and showed no symptoms. She's a 22-year-old student who returned to China from New York.
There you go. Yeah. And that's what the issue is. And that's why the asymptomatic carriers are so difficult, is that, you know, they don't know they're infected. And unless they're tested, you don't know they're infected, and they're still contagious. And so they end up spreading the virus. I mean, that's what was happening on those early cases that were being tracked from, Singapore, that went to the ski resort and wherever
right.
it was, Switzerland or whatever,
right.
or France or something, in any event. Yeah, he just kind of was on vacation and was infecting all of these people that he had contact with, and he was largely asymptomatic, and the virus was just spread, and the same thing happened in Germany. So, you know, it's been documented, you know, that they were trying to say that the person was really pre-symptomatic. It really doesn't matter. That's really semantics. You know, the person wasn't showing symptoms. The people that were infected had no idea that that person was infected. That person didn't know that they were really, you know, contagious. And they developed symptoms after the fact, you know, and it didn't matter. The people that were infected were infected, and they were infected by somebody that wasn't showing symptoms. And that person was on a business trip, and the other one was on a vacation. And that's what the problem is. If you're asymptomatic, mm-hmm. you're active. You're moving around with the virus. You're getting on a plane. You're going to a resort. You're going to a business meeting. Right. And you're interacting with all these people that have no idea you're infected, and you have no idea you're infected. And even if you do develop symptoms and realize it after the fact, all these other people are already infected. And, theoretically, you could do contact tracing and go back. But it's happening all the time, and people don't realize that they were infected. There's not going to be any contact tracing. And that's how it spread originally, is that even people that were symptomatic, if they didn't meet the criteria, they didn't get tested. And if they didn't get tested, none of their contacts were identified, because, you know, the person just kind of faded away. They had some type of illness that kind of looked like COVID, but they were from Italy. You know, they visited Italy instead of China, so they weren't on the list of criteria to be followed up. So,
yes, indeed.
Anyway,
all right. Another
that's where we are.
Another extraordinary day. Henry, thank you. We'll see what he can come up with tomorrow. We'll be back. They should have weekly highlights on Saturday Night Live. Just take the highlights.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they will, and they don't really have to write them up. All they need is the tape. They just need a little editing.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks,
so
Henry.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Dr. Henry Nyman, one of the world's foremost virologists, with us every night here, third hour update, and we will be back and do it tomorrow night, all 3 hours, in fact. Special program tomorrow. John Barber is here, and it's a very special day for John tomorrow night.